Six meetings, which began Tuesday in Jacksonville and Live Oak, Florida, will feature what's next in the work to get the trains back on track for the first time since before Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Well, it's been about 14 months since we ran the demonstration train across the route, and people are curious where things stand.
To that end, says Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri, they're out meeting with residents in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Other meetings are scheduled for Wednesday in Marietta and Mobile, Alabama. The final two sessions are set for Thursday in Gulfport, Mississippi, and in New Orleans.
Updating them on the working group that's working on ways to restore service, but people are curious where that work stands. There's some talk about what's going on in Washington right now and state capitals, and their mayors and others who are saying, we want service.
One of the project's biggest supporters is U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, who provided a staff member for the meetings.
Well, we've been talking to Senator Nelson's office, and the senator is pretty interested in the issue, and in fact, he's one of the reasons why we're having these meetings. He said that folks in the Panhandle need an update, and we're out here giving it.
If nothing else, it showed that there's a lot of grassroots interest and support in passenger rail on the Gulf Coast. I feel like I've been drinking from a fire hose since that day.
Greg White chairs the Southern Rail Commission, which formed the Gulf Coast Working Group the same week the inspection train came through Pensacola and other cities in early 2016, sparking interest in bringing back the trains.
Congress asked the Federal Railroad Administration to form this group to study cost, interest, best ways forward for returning Gulf Coast passenger rail service.
The SRC has been meeting each month since and has received studies from Amtrak and CSX Railroad on infrastructure needs. But in all candor, White said the CSX study appears to be excessive.
Some of the things that they included in their modeling were a growth factor for the next 25 years and what traffic on the route would look like then, with the suggestion that we build today for what that may be, and I'm not sure that any of us can see our way clearly to do that.
One major part of the plan, according to Knox Ross of the Southern Rail Commission, is to set up so-called legacy stops along the Gulf Coast, which in Florida would be Pensacola, Crestview, Chipley, Madison, Tallahassee, Live Oak, and Jacksonville.
There's not significant amounts of work that has to be done for stations in Florida because they're fairly modern facilities. I think there's some ADA work that has to be done, but those could be brought up speed very, very quickly. The biggest issue is coming to an agreement with CSX with exactly what the capital cost would be.
If Amtrak does return to the Gulf Coast, it would offer 7-day-per-week service compared to the 3-day-a-week schedule before Katrina. Ross says that could also jumpstart a couple of other desired routes, an extension of the Interstate 20 corridor between Meridian, Mississippi and Fort Worth, Texas, and service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. At the end of the meetings on Thursday, Amtrak's Mark Maglieri says they'll give the community some information on which they can take action.
Making sure that members of Congress are fully funding Amtrak. Certainly, we want to work with the communities who have not yet received funding to either improve their stations or make them ADA compliant or to help them figure out where they want their station to be.
Plans are also in the works to team up with the cities and go to Washington and their respective state capitals to talk about the investments needed for the return of passenger rail. Amtrak CEO Wick Moorman says they're committed to running trains as soon as funding and host railroad agreements are settled. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.